Kieran Irwin, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. It's good to catch up with you. Once again, you're back on the bike, which is good. Last weekend at Donington, you started off with an impressive performance. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yeah, it's really good to be back after obviously the coronavirus lockdown and stuff. It was kind of, didn't know what was going to go ahead this year, but now to be started the season off with second in the race, and obviously it was really close to lap record pace and stuff, so it was a great start to the year, and it's probably a credit to obviously the Astro JGR team and stuff. Kind of, I'd say they've rounded me as a package this year, so I'm really looking forward to kicking on now in these next five races.
So from your performances last year, obviously for our listeners, they don't know, you've changed teams, which is quite a big move for you.
Yeah, it's quite a big. Obviously, at the end of last year, I started speaking with them in about September time, and then it was probably January before everything kind of got ironed out, because there's a lot of stuff to figure out and stuff, and obviously I was going to be joining, and they've got two Kiwis as well, so it's quite a bit of a dynamic in the team and stuff, so no, it's really good to join them and stuff, and everything's a bit better, you know. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
An Irishman, Donegal man, and two Kiwis, it must go down well there.
Yeah, it's actually, I've had English teammates and stuff in the past, and I'd say the Kiwis are, they're probably the most like me, probably from the countryside and stuff, so no, it's quite good. It's a great dynamic, and it's good as well, because we're not actually competing against each other, they're in a different class, so we're able to help each other and stuff, and no, it's quite ideal the way that stuff has worked out.
And obviously the JGR team, they're funded by a fairly well-known DJ.
Yeah, well, obviously the first Stu, like from Astro Van Centre, he does most of the funding and stuff privately, and then obviously Carl Cox is involved through the Kiwis and stuff, and they brought in some budget, so it's quite a weird sponsor in a way, you know. They have like a house named DJ, but it's all right. Hopefully we'll get a few tickets and stuff along the way.
A couple of tickets would be good. And I suppose looking at last year's performance, you finished ninth on the leaderboard, 1-1 and 2 third places, and obviously this year you're looking to do a little bit better, Kieran, I would say.
Yeah, I think obviously last year my kind of speed was never in question. I just kind of needed something to kind of bring a bit of consistency and stuff, and that was from initially speaking to the Astro team and stuff. I knew that they would probably give me that straight away, just as just stuff was going to be better polished off and stuff. So that's the kind of thing. I just want to take it weekend by weekend. Obviously, with the slight change to the calendar and stuff, it's quite intense, and we're going to be really busy now to the end of the year. But no, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't, you know. I would have taken getting going racing in lockdown. It's not ideal, obviously, how close everything is, and you can't afford an injury or anything, like, so it's, but no, we should be all right.
I know, speaking to you last year, the changes that you made over that year obviously were successful for you, because you were taken by another new team. How has those changes gone this year? You've implemented the diet, the mindset, and all the nutrition. Are you still sticking to it all?
Yeah, kind of. So on a personal level, I would say I've kept everything the same as last year. But obviously, naturally, you get a bit, every year behind your belt, I'm a bit more relaxed going into it and stuff. So that's kind of good. And then the main thing's just been having that team around me. It's made a big difference and stuff. And obviously, I still have Wesley and my dad and stuff there on the weekends and stuff. So there's not too much change, but it's enough of a change again to go up another step. So now I'm really happy. Obviously, as you know, obviously the last few years I've been kind of just refining everything. So now I'm really, really in a good place now.
And obviously with the funding that comes with JJR, there's been huge support within the county here for you over your tenure. Just when you were starting out, the excitement and to get you where you are today, it means so much to so many people.
Yeah, no, exactly. I've had great help from people like James Gallagher and Wesley Regan and stuff, and then Dennis Sheridan and stuff locally in Kilmacrenan, people who still support me now, obviously, because it still takes quite a bit, and I'd say about my whole family would be forever grateful to those people, because obviously you can't go racing without it, you know. And I'm really lucky, and it's definitely a Donegal thing for people to stick behind you and stuff. So now I'm really grateful for that.
There's a brother missing today in the interview. Our listeners normally hear Rhys. How is Rhys, and what's he been up to this year so far?
Yeah, Rhys is really good. Obviously, this year it's quite different because we're actually racing against each other for the first time. So he had a great start to his year as well. He's eighth. He finished eighth, so it was a good start, and I think he kind of surprised himself and a lot of other people. And I think obviously he's only going to get stronger as well. and he would probably be one of the ones that, you know, I obviously know how good Rhys is and how much talent he has and stuff, so I'm hoping that I'll be moved on out of the class by the time he gets to his best.
That's a dynamic that I didn't think I was going to hear about today, but you're sort of racing against each other, so that has to be a good crack about the house during the week.
Yeah, it is weird. It is a wee bit weird. Yeah, it's not obviously how it used to be. Obviously, we're still brothers at the end of the day, but I would say from about Thursday to last Monday, it was a bit different. But because obviously everyone's there for themselves, you know, it's not really like in football where you're playing in a team and stuff. It's obviously we still see each other in between sessions and stuff, and you always ask how one's going on, or you even when you come in, you always have a quick look, like, but it's. You're mainly just concentrated on yourself, and we've not actually, we didn't really see each other much on track, to be honest, but it's not too bad at the minute, I would say. Obviously, it could get interesting, but hopefully not.
Well, if he finished 8th last year and you finished 9th this year, there's going to be that brotherly competitiveness, and obviously that's going to take the best out of yourselves as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think obviously the way he's a fighter at the end of the day, I think he doesn't want me beating him, and I wouldn't want him beating me, but I think it's good as well. Obviously we'll bring the most out of each other, but in the same respect as well, you're going to be working as hard as you can during the week anyway regardless, so it's, for me, I haven't really taken too much of a different outlook on it this year. It's kind of, I'd say it's good for him obviously to have your older brother kind of at the front and stuff, because it shows that it's maybe you know, it is achievable. You know, so it's, I would say it's good from that point of view.
Bit of a motivation there, but one of the drivers behind your success, of course, is your mother, and we're going to have to chat about her as well. So what does she make about the two siblings going up against each other?
Yeah, it's a she's definitely the one promoting the peace and stuff, and it's no, it's okay, probably lockdown probably helped, because everyone had about 3 months to get ready for it and process it and stuff, especially because in the pre-season testing and stuff in Spain, Rhys was really fast straight away out of the box and stuff, which I kind of expected. You know, he's got a lot of experience and stuff in the smaller classes. So I think once he kind of gets everything figured out, he'll definitely be up there. But as I said, for me, I just kind of focus on myself and keep chipping away.
And looking at that focus this year, moving into this particular new team, new setup, has that been daunting in any way, or have you just floated into it nice and steadily?
No, it's probably at this stage now. I was quite used to moving teams and stuff. So it's, well, not moving teams and stuff. I was as well, because I was able to bring my own kind of mechanics and stuff with me from last year. Everything just kind of was seamless enough. And the team itself are fantastic. Like, I can't really, there's been no real pressure, outside pressure and stuff. And it's been more confidence boosting than anything, that you're obviously signing for them and stuff. It gives you know, these people believe in you and stuff. It's more, I looked at it more that way rather than the pressure of it, which I think I'm only lucky that I had looked at it like that, because obviously it could have been daunting and stuff and worse new people and stuff around. But for me, it was just kind of, I've seen it as a confidence booster. So that's kind of, it's worked so far.
So beside the two Kiwis, what different dynamics do they bring? What kind of elements have they put in that you go, oh, I didn't see that last year?
Yeah, it's I would say they're quite relaxed by their nature, so it's good as well, because obviously I'm pretty relaxed about everything. But the main, they're just quite relaxed, which is the main thing, you know, which is quite good, and it's given me a lot to think about and stuff, as I said. But I would say just wee things, like, you know, obviously our bikes are going to be a bit better and stuff this year, and that's kind of obviously a big helping hand for me, obviously, on it. And obviously Stu and James, who kind of both run the team, they run a really tight ship and stuff, and no one's left a chance, and it's just a massive help, you know, and it's, you know, I'll be forever grateful for them.
Is that something where, suppose, you can relax a little bit more because of that? Because obviously you've had your family and that helping you out over the years with bikes, and I was going to speak to you about the bikes, funnily enough. A new bike this year?
Same model bike as last year, but the same, but a new bike to me. So it's and that's been a big help as well, because obviously the team had that model last year as well. So we have all the data and stuff that Shane Richardson ran last year, and he finished second in the championship. So I can kind of compare that and stuff and see where maybe I'm a bit better, or he's a bit better and stuff like that. But other than that, the bike's very similar to what I had last year.
And this year, once again, obviously, normally huge crowds at the British Superbike Championship. How has it been, seeing nobody whenever you're going around the track?
Yeah, it's actually the weirdest thing I've ever done. I didn't think it would affect me that much, but it was. It's quite weird. It's like the most intense local race I've ever done in my life. It was, but okay, it was on Sunday morning, like the main race day. That was when it was. Normally, like when you get up in the morning and you head down to the pits, you have to queue to get in and stuff. Whereas I just kind of walked straight in. It was easy, so it's made life a bit easier. But it is a bit weird, and obviously, everyone would rather, you know, the crowds and stuff be there. But I don't think this year we're going to have any. I know the first three are definitely behind closed doors, and there's chat then that maybe we might get some in later in the year. But I don't think it's going to happen this year. I'm just really happy and grateful that we're going racing, to be honest. Mm.
I think everyone's happy to see the racing back up again and sport in general. Something we never really touched on in any of our interviews really is your studies. And, you know, you also work full time and, you know, you're a quantity surveyor training to be. And how has that been, I suppose, another ball to juggle?
Yeah, it's obviously I made a deal with my mum when I was really young that I could still race as long as I kept up school and stuff. So I'm actually finished my degree and got my results and stuff during the lockdown. So it was probably a bit of a blessing in disguise because I had a bit of time to concentrate on that. But it's hard as well because most people I'm against and stuff are maybe full time and stuff. Whereas I'm now a graduated quantity surveyor. I'm in between college and getting a job now. But as I said, it's been good in a way though, because I kind of on Monday morning, if you have a bad weekend, you know, no one really talks about it that much, you know. So it's kind of given me another side of life and stuff, so I'm quite grateful for it, to be honest.
And it just gives you that that if, as you said, you don't have a particularly good weekend, it takes you to a different mind space, and obviously that helps you refocus during the week.
Yeah, massively. And then you kind of just press the reset button then. But no, it's and it's good as well. It's something different, makes you different to everyone else.
I've got the pen out and the paper. I'm going to write down where are we heading this year on the leaderboard, and what is our target, Caelan?
If I can have another 5 weekends like I had last weekend, that's the only goal I have, is that I improve from Friday to Sunday. And obviously last weekend I started off, I was 11th quickest Friday evening, 4th in qualifying and 2nd in the race. And that's kind of what I'm looking to bring. And if I can do that week in, week out, then I think, you know, we'll not be far away at the end of the year. And just kind of, yeah, I take it weekend by weekend, especially with this COVID thing. If things start getting really bad, you know, again, what's the chances of us finishing all 6 rounds? So I just want to take it weekend by weekend, and then hopefully if I do that, I can get a good deal for next year.
Describe the feeling there to us last weekend, coming second. We've seen the videos. It was it looked that everybody was just absolutely over the moon with it.
Yeah, it's weird, you know, being back from, obviously we had lockdown and stuff, and everyone is so long to think about it, and you know, you dream about it and stuff. It's it was good. It wasn't, I would say, to get second around Donington for me, it's not one of the best places in the world. It probably compared a wee bit to my win at Cadwell last year, you know, because, you know, when it's somewhere I didn't really think I was going to do that good at and stuff. And again, that's credit to the Astro JGR team and stuff, you know, just at my weakest track for me to finish second, it's pretty impressive to show the turnaround that we've made.
And before we let you go, no doubt your younger brother will be taking note of that victory, or coming second last weekend. He's going to be pushing hard this year. What's his ambitions and goals, or do you know?
Yeah, well, he's a bit different than me. He says, you know, obviously every weekend he wants to win. He's quite confident and stuff, and there's no reason why I think he'll definitely be pushing for the top five and stuff. It could be next weekend, you know. He's definitely got the ability. He just needs to kind of get his, he's obviously, it's a much bigger bike than he rode last year, so once he adapts his style and stuff, then I think he'll unfortunately be up at the front.
Caelan, thanks very much for speaking to us on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.